Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Fire Chief Josh Sparrow about honoring those lost during the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York City and how fighting fires has changed throughout the years.
Do you kind of remember where you were when that event happened and what your kind of emotions were at that point?
Yeah, actually, I was working at a plant in Mount Pleasant factory down there, more or less just disbelief and trying to figure out what was actually going on, you know, listen to the radio while operating the line and more or less in disbelief of what was taking place.
Right, exactly. And you joined 2006, so about 5 years after all that kind of happened. Was that event a driving force later in life for you being a part of a fire department, or was that just kind of an unrelated thing that was apart from your career as a firefighter?
Actually, it was totally unrelated, although, you know, seeing images of firefighters rushing in and their bravery, you only wish that you could obtain that type of stature being a member of the fire department. But you hope those events don't take place in your local communities. You know, but it is an awe-inspiring moment to see those images.
And obviously coming up tomorrow or today, it's the 19th anniversary of this event. If you had to think about something you would want to tell the next generation about this event, what's one thing you would want the next generation of firefighters or kids to remember or even to understand about this event?
We're supposed to be the ones going into these dangerous environments, you know, to try and save people, you know, and you look back and you could be the next person that people are mourning because, you know, anything can happen at any time. And the way we fight fires now are completely different from the way that we were, or those guys were trained, you know, back then. Every year, the way firefighting evolves is it changes rapidly. So, you know, different techniques and stuff like that. So it'll constantly change. New techniques, new equipment, everything's changing all the time. It could be different every day. So.
And during a time like this, obviously, that's even challenging it further. So.
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, just for the EMS side of things. We're having to adapt every single call, different types of PPE, you know, that are becoming readily available and, you know, and then coming up with funds in order to be able to purchase those PPEs to keep everybody safe, you know, firefighter and EMS. So it's a constant battle.
Obviously, this event kind of pushed a lot of things to progress further, whether it's security or whether it is the ways that firefighters go about their jobs. Since you've joined back then, what are some of the changes that you've seen since then?
When we used to be, interior attack was a big thing that we used to do. Now it's more of a controlled burn. You're trying to contain the fire. You're closing doors as you do your initial investigation. As you're going in, you're closing doors behind you to ensure that you're closing off all oxygen paths to the fire. You're doing a lot of exterior attacks. You're trying to fight the fire from the outside through windows and stuff like that. We've learned different smoke travel patterns and such. So, I mean, there's dollhouses and stuff that we're training with now that we're able to see how fire patterns burn through certain scenarios and stuff like that. So those are some cooler tools that we're seeing now.
A lot of people, when I talked to about this event, said that this event really pulled together the American people and really united us. Do you kind of feel that way? And then do you also believe that this event gave people a deeper appreciation for firefighters?
I definitely moved firefighters to the forefront there for a while. I mean, I'm sure that we're still held in pretty high regard within each community. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it definitely brought the country together for their support and, you know, not only the firefighters, but the police departments and the first responders everywhere. So, you know, in a sense, we need that again, hopefully not in the same type of traumatic event, but our police departments and fire departments and EMS personnel all need support from the communities.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Winfield Fire Chief Josh Sparrow. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.